Southport has taken over Surfers Paradise as the state's top suburb for unit sales. That's according to a new report by InfoTrack, which says Surfers Paradise fell to second position after holding the top spot for the past 2 years, while Pimpama on the northern part of our city remains with the top four suburbs for house sales in Queensland. ABC reporter Danielle Maher spoke to InfoTrack's head of Property Australia, Lee Bailey, about this latest data.
The InfoTrack data tells us that unit and townhouses and the buyers in Queensland continue to gravitate towards the Gold Coast. We have seen a few changes, though, at the top of the list. Surfers Paradise has held that top position for a long time now, and it's been knocked off the top position by Southport, which was quite interesting. And we've also seen that Labrador has come into the top, in fifth position in the top 10 as well on the Gold Coast.
Why do you think Southport is so appealing?
It's a good question. I think potentially the introduction of the Southport Priority Development has been pivotal in transforming the suburb. We're really seeing the districts now on the Gold Coast expand from being sort of central to Surfers Paradise up to the area around Southport and that of Labrador as well. And we're seeing, I think, both the residential growth, commercial and community areas all around the Southport area.
Do you think Southport will be able to maintain that top spot?
That's a really good question, Danielle. I think there are significant projects that are going on. We're seeing that around the Broadwater Parklands, and there's a new master plan which secured about 138 hectares of green space around the Spit. So we are seeing some of those savvy buyers looking for that lifestyle balance. Maybe the affordability isn't seeing them being able to get into Surfers Paradise and around. So they're looking a little bit further afield where they're seeing some development in the areas of Southport and Labrador.
What can you tell us about house sales?
House sales was an interesting one. It still remains the top, I guess, percentage of buyers in Queensland in the last quarter of 2024. But what we did see is that Gold Coast corridor from Brisbane down to the Gold Coast still very popular. We saw Pimpama sitting in number three in the top 10. And we also saw its sister suburb of Upper Coomera coming into the top 10 as well.
Again, is it because of the affordability?
I definitely think we're seeing people looking in those corridors, both north and south of Brisbane, for the levels of affordability. Caboolture, just north of Brisbane, came in at number one position for house sales. And as I mentioned, Pimpama and Upper Coomera really having strong positions on the way down to the Gold Coast.
What are your predictions for the rest of the year then?
Hopefully we do see a slight reduction in interest rates, which I think might allow some people to get a bit more active in the market, whether that's a first home buyer, a family looking to upsize their property, or in some cases downsize, and also really start to see those investors potentially come back into the market. I think we're still going to see a strong sense of desire for the Gold Coast, people looking for that balance of lifestyle, obviously the working from home phenomenon we have now, and realistically getting into Brisbane with an hour and 20 minute commute. And some of the broader, the bigger aspects around getting a house, people are going to continue to look for those corridors north and south of Brisbane.
That is InfoTrack's head of Property Australia, Lee Bailey, talking about that latest property data with our ABC reporter, Danielle Martin.